Indigo Slam by Robert Craze. Dedicated with love and admiration to Wayne Warga and Colin Wilcox, two worthy men always overhead. Acknowledgements. The author appreciates the invaluable help of several people. Howard A. Daniel III of the Southeast Asian Treasury regarding foreign currencies and printing techniques. Craig P. J. Jorgensen for his insights into Seattle, the U.S. Customs Service, and crime in the Pacific Northwest. And Gerald Petievich for opening many doors at the United States Secret Service, and to the agents there, who, requesting anonymity, shared their technology and expertise. Any errors contained herein are the author's sole responsibility. A novel is a world built by many hands. Thanks to Patricia Craze, Lauren Craze, William Gleason, and Andrea Malcolm, Jeffrey Liam Gleason, Carol and Wayne Topping, Aaron Priest, Norman Kurland, Robert Miller, Brian DeFiore, Lisa Kite, Marcy Goot, Chris Murphy, Kim Dower, Samantha Miller, Jennifer Lang, and especially Leslie Wells. Seattle. At 2:14 in the morning on the night they left One Life to begin their next, the rain thundered down in a raging curtain that thrummed against the house and the porch and the plain white Econoline van that the United States Marshals had brought to whisk them away. Charles said, "Come here, Terry, and look at this." Her younger brother, Charles, was framed in the front window of their darkened house. The house was dark because the Marshals wanted it that way. No interior lights, they said.